Eating human meat. And then I eat. Shop around, 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 shop around his age. Jim was tall for his age, with long blonde hair and mild blue eyes. And he wore jeans, and a football shirt, And Bobby wore jeans and a plaid shirt, And the two 10-year-olds were coming home from school. And Ken, a tall and lanky 15-year-old black guy, said to his friend Bill, They dangled Bobby, 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 they dangled B
And you go limp, and slowly grab hold of him, and slowly grab hold of him, and slowly grab hold of him, and hug him, and hug him, and hug him, and hug him, and kiss him, and kiss him, and kiss him, and kiss him, and stick your tongue in his mouth, and stick your tongue in his mouth, and love him, and love him, and love him, and love him, and fuck him, and fuck him, and fuck him, and fuck him, until he is quiet, until he is quiet, until he is quiet. And it feeds
on spiders and insects, and grows to a length of 2.5 feet.
Human hamburger, a righteous hamburger, get it, if you really want it,
Hello. You are tuned in to the Eternal Now, only on WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman, and I appreciate you spending some time with me on this lonely, lonely evening. In case you've been wondering what you just heard, this was John Giorno from a double LP with William Burroughs. This was a track called Eating Human Meat. This was excerpted and edited by yours truly, not the entire 25 minutes or however long this track is. Truncated for your listening pleasure. And up next, we're going to listen to a track by Ron Kuvila. This is from a split LP with Nicholas Collins from 1982. The name of the track is Fast Feet, Slow Smoke. Yes. Check it out. Fifteen and fifteen.
5, 15, and 5, 16.
Check,
Must die.
upset. That was Fucker. Project. Side. Not really a side, but one of many tentacled from the brainchild of Michael Relade. Do the body dump. From an untitled demo tape from around 1995. And before that, two dead sluts. One good fuck. Another lovely, lovely band. Libertine Justice for All from a 12-inch on A-Pop Records. Just before that, Orcus from the album The Dancing Sun from 1994. The name of that track was For Cold Heaven. And just before Orcus was Death in June, a title track from All Pigs Must Die. I always get this kind of zone when it gets cold and gray and dreary. You know, where you just want to listen to Death in June and other neo-folk kinds of bands. If you're like me, I get into that every autumn, winter. Just kind of makes sense, you know. Before Death in June was Ruth White with the track Wanting Wings from the LP Seven Trumps for the Tarot. And we did start that set off with Ron Coavilla. Fast Feet, Slow Smoke was the name of that track many, many minutes ago. Up next, this is The Constructivists.
Thank you. Yeah. when you leave your place and walk in someone other's garden. Certainly you see it's a woman color in your mind to be. It's only a garden made of sandpit. Marshmallows jumping round and smiling quiet. Inside a stone of cream there is a language. Bring our minds together, press them tight. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this picture, truly one of the most unusual ever filmed, contains scenes which under no circumstances should be viewed by anyone with a heart condition or anyone who is easily upset. We urgently recommend that if you are such a person or the parent of a young or impressionable child now in attendance, that you and the child leave the auditorium.
Some tragic local news. We have a report of another murder tonight. A young girl has been found dead in Rogers Park. The body was badly mutilated. Because of these murders, police request that all women stay inside their homes after dark. If you must go out, please have someone accompany you. Keep your door locked. We'll repeat that. Police request that all women stay inside their homes after dark. If you must go out, thank you.
Okay.
We are back from a very long set. We just heard from Double Leopards. From a double LP on Eclipse, Half Man. That was the opening track, Sound Holes. Before that, Garrett Whitman. We used to just go under the name Garrett. That was track two, an untitled track from a CD, Portions of Hell. Just before that, a couple tracks from a compiled CD of Herschel Gordon Lewis. Herschel Gordon Lewis, who of course popularized the gore movies. His long shots of eyeballs getting squished up and flesh being hacked, things of that nature. Anyway, that was the official warning of eyes gouged out. That was from the eye-popping sounds of Herschel Gordon Lewis. Before that, I'm on Duel 2 with Eye-Shaking King. Before that, Faust from the Tapes album. And just before Faust, Lemon Kittens. It was Daniel Dax's first band. Also, Carl Blake was in that band. That was from the album Spoon Fed and Writhing. The name of the track, This Kind of Dying. I believe that was from 1979. We did start that set off so long ago with the Constructivists track, Tudor Forest. I assume David Tudor? His forest? I suppose so. Okay. Up next is the final and last song from me for this episode. Number 52. But who's counting? This is Cleared. This is a brand new release for Chicago duo Cleared. I believe this is on a label called Immune. I think it's a subsidiary of Thrill Jockey. The name of this track, When the Ground is Close. Thanks for your time and your attentiveness, and I will see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye. As always, thank you for listening to WFMU.org.